We will continue our worship this morning with a children's sermon. So if there are any children with us, I invite them to come up to the stage if they would so like to. They're not obligated, but it would be fun. And if you're at home as a child, just draw near as we have a special message prepared for you. I am going to take a little seat right here in front of these beautiful flowers. Nice. Come on up. What's up, man? Your brother didn't want to come? Sad. Cool. So, happy 4th of July. I love, is your shirt 4th of July? Very festive. It's like T-Rexes and fireworks. If you can't see it, it's incredible. So, what do we celebrate on 4th of July? You don't know? Man, it's so nice to have kids in the sanctuary again. So we celebrate a lot of things on 4th of July, but one of the things that we celebrate that people get really excited about, these are quite nice flowers, aren't they, is freedom, right? We celebrate that we, as a country, as a nation, are free, right? That's a big thing that we do on 4th of July. But as Christians, we celebrate a bigger and more whole and more complete freedom that we get in Christ. And now we're just exploring, and I'm talking to the ether, which is fine. And so that freedom that we get in Christ is a freedom from sin, right? And sin is a fancy church word that we use, that you're a pastor's kid, so you probably know what sin is. But I like to think of sin as just missing the mark when we make mistakes, because all of us make mistakes. Maybe sin can look like if we are upset and maybe we're a little rude to our brother, right? That can be considered sin. It's just when we miss the mark and do something that hurts someone else. But in Christ, we have... This is so cool. In Christ we have a freedom from sin where we're called to live in love and community together, and we have a chance to be something greater than what we are alone, which is a freedom that is very much worth celebrating today. So whether you're here in person as a child and you're scuttling around the stage, you're hiding from me somewhere else, or if you are on your computer, why don't you join me for a prayer? Gracious and loving God, we thank you for today, for the chance to come to church and to gather as a community and to celebrate the freedom that we find in you and in your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you help us remember that we are free in Christ and live freed in Christ in a way that we share your love with everyone that we see in our lives, by being kind, by helping when we can, and by sharing your light with everyone in the world. We love you, God. Amen.